want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really knew you would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more. But blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and flying co-pilot with me this evening is our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, and she'll be bringing us the latest in the news, not covered in the mainstream media, in the last hour of the show. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by survivalist Robert Griswold, and he's got a whole lot of tips to survive what's coming on a practical sense. And we're going to have pretty much the same kind of theme in the first hour with our special guest, Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. And Mike and I are going to be talking about how to best get prepared from a health standpoint, and we may leak into some of these areas as well, too. Just a couple of numbers to throw out, because I know a lot of my listening audience has followed me over from my old home of 6 years to my new home of 3 weeks. And just a couple of numbers to share with you. First of all, if you want to be a part of the show and call in, the number is 888-420-9890. Again, that's 888-420-9890. And if you go away from the computer but you want to still keep listening, or you're out of range of your station, 832-999-1763. 832-999-1763 is the number to call to listen by phone. And we'll give those numbers out again in case you missed them, so have your pencil handy and nearby. Well, it's our pleasure to have on what I think is one of the most premier, who is one of the most premier health experts today in America. I visit his website a couple of times a day. It's hard to keep up because the information is so voluminous, but it's so very, very, very important. And I reprint partial articles from naturalnews.com and Mike Adams on my side of the commonsenseshow.com, because we want to give this work as much exposure as possible. And we're lucky to have Mike for the first hour of the show. Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us late on this Sunday evening.
Well, thank you, Dave, for the invitation. It's an honor to be on your show, and it's a crucial time for all of us who have voices of truth in an age of deceit to reach out to as many listeners as possible with information that can truly be life-saving and awakening at the same time.
I think there's no question. That's very well said. During the break preceding our intro, you shared some news with us that was very disturbing. Regarding about the makers of Martial Law movie. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yes, I was just made aware of a report in the Star Tribune Apple Valley that reports a murder-suicide, or what's called, quote, an apparent murder-suicide of the filmmakers of Gray State, which was, of course, a Martial Law movie in production. Crowley, I believe, is the name of one of the David Crowley. His wife and their daughter are apparently deceased. This looks like a legitimate report, but I haven't had time to confirm it. If it's true, this is obviously, our hearts go out to all those affected by this, but also this could be have these people been killed because of what they were about to put out in terms of this free speech film. This is all of us who are truth tellers need to take this very seriously.
Well, we go back to Michael Hastings, Andrew Breitbart, and then the whistleblowers like Nancy Schaefer and her work on child sex trafficking, former Georgia State Senator. It is an unnerving time, and we've had our brushes here, Annie and I have. We actually, when we were interviewing Jim Mars in the last minute of the interview, several shots fired over the house that I was broadcasting at. Two eyewitnesses, but the police said no, it was fireworks from three blocks away, 3 weeks after the 4th of July. So, and I'm sure you've had your, Annie, I'm sure you remember that night very well with Jim, and I went ducking for cover, and Annie had to finish the show, and it was pretty unnerving. But Mike, I'm sure you've had your brush ups against people, whether it was professional intimidation or something else, because you do go against the flow when it comes to healthcare.
Absolutely, I do, and I have had many threats leveled against me. I am openly very proficient in self-defense firearms, and carry concealed everywhere that it's legal to do so. So I take steps to try to protect myself. But when you go against the system today, you are literally being targeted. This country has devolved in so many ways into a regime that I hardly recognize. I remember when we were children and you would go to school and repeat the Pledge of Allegiance. And we know the Pledge of Allegiance by heart. And the schools taught the fundamentals of ethics and being a good citizen, helping society. Well, today, those in charge seem to just destroy as much as possible for their own selfish gain and to seek vengeance upon people they consider to be their subjects. So we have a society now of power-hungry maniacs at every level of government who are just, they want to destroy, they want to intimidate, threaten. You know, we saw this with the IRS being used as a weapon against conservative nonprofits. We've seen this with the surveillance, which probably was done against U.S. Supreme Court justices to alter the outcome of decisions on Obamacare. We've seen this with, for example, the payment processing systems, Visa, MasterCard, and so on, banning transactions of companies that are engaged in the legal trade of legal gun parts or firearms that are perfectly legal. So those are just a few examples, Dave, of a kind of oppression that we are now living under in a country that I almost no longer recognize.
Well, I couldn't disagree with you more. I mean, I agree with you more, I should say. I write the articles I write every day, and I sit back and I reflect for a moment, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm living closer to Washington, D.C. or to Beijing. I mean, what's the difference? what's the difference between what's going on today? What major item here? We got about 2 minutes before the break, but I wanted to ask you as kind of a setup here, and then we'll have a full segment to go at it. But what's on your radar right now? What do you see as the most pressing issues that we're facing?
Right now, we are seeing a wave of medical kidnappings across America, where children. I just reported on this today at Natural News, where a homeschool family had their seven children seized, and a search warrant was issued, and police came to their home in large numbers because the father owned a legal mineral supplement called MMS that the establishment doesn't like. This is a supplement that helps cure food poisoning and things like that, and it's somewhat controversial in some circles, but it's not illegal. It's not contraband. And this just took place. There are other medical kidnappings happening across the country. So that's on my radar, Dave.
It's amazing you'd say medical kidnappings, because I've had people on our show as of 2 weeks ago where two moms were had their kids taken from them because they dared to ask for a second medical opinion with regard to treatment their child was undergoing. And we'll finish that thought when we come back. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Mike Adams on the other side of these messages. We'll be right back.
The JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sense Show, and we come to you live at this location, our new home, every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. Central to midnight, and we try to bring you the best in guests, and certainly this hour is right along those lines with our special guest, Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. And Mike, before we get back into the news that we're going to cover, you've got a new initiative going on that you'd like to call people's attention to.
Absolutely. The website is called foodrising.org. It's a nonprofit initiative. And in about 30 days, maybe 45 days, I'm going to be releasing free open source downloadable plans that you can use on common 3D printers to print key components of non-electric food and medicine production systems. I've invested a tremendous amount of time and money and R&D effort in this, and the idea is to have food and medicine systems that you can use at home that are completely off-grid. They don't use any electricity, so there are no circulating pumps. There are no complex moving parts. These systems produce a tremendous amount of food very cheaply. For example, heads of romaine lettuce or bunches of romaine lettuce, better than organic, for less than 10 cents a bunch in terms of your actual input costs. You can grow your own medicine. You can even create your own food-based mineral supplements using this system. So it's all free, open source, shared widely, peer-to-peer, grassroots, I don't know how else to say it, This is all launching at foodrising.org.
Foodrising.org. Well, I will do a show description tomorrow, and I'll put this hour out on my archives on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com, plus I'll distribute it. I'll make sure that we get that website out there. Say it one more time, please, so people reach for the fences.
Foodrising.org, and you can sign up now with an email to be alerted if you want. But this is how – look, food will be used as a weapon in our world to control people. Access to food when the grocery store shelves are not stocked. I mean, look at Venezuela. What's happening right now? They've got grocery stores under armed guards and police and long lines, and people spend days now trying to find basic foods because that's a currency crisis impacting the importation prices of basic food supplies. In America, we know there's an economic crisis coming. We know people are going to be looking desperately for food. One of my aims is to give people tools so that they can be nourished and independent and not be subject to the control of a government that will use food as a weapon or as a behavioral modification system. So that's what this is all about.
You said something that really caught my attention, too. You said that people can grow their own medicines. Tell us about that.
Well, you're using this system, which, again, is non-electric, you will be able to grow medicinal herbs such as oregano, for example, which has its own anti-cancer properties. I'm not saying it's a cure for all cancers, but it has anti-cancer properties that are well documented. Other herbs, basil, mints, you'll be able to use some of these components in conjunction with basic tools to distill essential oils out of these plants and literally make your own pharmaceutical grade medicines at home. Yes, it will take time. You have to grow the plants. You have to put in effort. But food medicine and food-based mineral supplements are the outputs of this system that we're releasing. And the inputs are sunlight, water, nutrients, and time. It's very low-tech technology. And if you have a 3D printer, and they're becoming more and more common, these components are designed with extremely innovative geometry that can be printed only on 3D printers. These parts cannot be manufactured through injection molding or vacuum forming or any other method. They can only be made on 3D printers. And so my intention is to get these files out, shared widely, get them on the torrent websites, get them spread out there so that people always have access to this technology.
A couple of questions come to mind, too, is have you looked at how the FDA might respond to you?
Well, the FDA does not regulate fertilizers or grow systems, grow components. As long as I'm not selling you the medicine, then they can't regulate my speech concerning these devices and these files and this technology. So we have regulatory lawyers that we've already consulted with on this, and the FDA really has no jurisdiction, and neither does the USDA on this issue. In fact, I'm going to get these plans out and get them widely pirated on purpose so that even if they wanted to shut down this technology, they would not be able to do so. This is the new revolution, Dave. This is people inventing and sharing openly and freely to empower individuals and using the peer-to-peer networks and open source sharing to spread ideas that empower individuals to live off the grid and away from systems, systems of control such as food banking and so on.
To your knowledge, Mike, are you the only one who's pioneering this right now?
There are Cody Wilson, for example, from Defense Distributed, was the first to create firearms parts that could be printed on 3D printers. So he is, of course, a pioneer in this realm. I'm not focusing on weapons. I'm focusing on food production systems, but my technology definitely is in the same spirit of Cody Wilson's efforts. And there are many others, I think, who are now joining this effort.
Well, this is exciting, and I'm going to do a little digging here, and I'll do my part on my end. Andy and I will try to get this word out as quickly as we can, because anything that empowers the individual against what's coming, which is total centralized control under martial law, I mean, Mike, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but when I look at the derivatives debt, which is over $250 billion, we can't pay it. We can't even pay the Social Security, Medicare unfunded liabilities of over $200 trillion, and sure, we can't even meet our obligation for the deficit, which is $18 trillion now. The crash is coming, and when the crash comes, things are going to get a little hairy, aren't they?
Absolutely correct. And we know this is coming. This is not, it's not a question. We're living in a world that is running on fumes and delusions in terms of the financial world. Most nations are running on debt that is unsustainable. You mentioned the $250 billion in derivatives debt. We've got the Federal Reserve pumping money, fiat money, into the system like crazy. The European Union looks like it's going to pump now, which is part of why the Swiss government de-linked its currency from the euro. We've got Russia in financial crisis. We've got, of course, China taking on gold, desperately buying physical gold, possibly to back its currency in the future. Look, the financial crisis is coming. There's no question that it is. The only question is when. And just as Gerald Celente says, we can't say when because it's a psychological phenomenon, and we can't second guess the psychology that will lead to that. We just know it is coming eventually.
You know, I agree with Gerald on that point, because as long as people believe in the system, they're going to keep that system afloat a little bit longer than when they withdraw their support. And that's when things will really spiral out of control, is when people realize that someone might not take their dollar in exchange for a good.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be a frightening day for Americans when they realize the delusion of easy money is coming to an end.
Easy money, well said. Easy money, hard crash. And the one thing that scares me, and we can talk about this when we come back, but the one thing that truly frightens me is how they'll use food to control us in terms of getting us into centralized locations, and then they can do what they want with us. I'm going to talk about that a little bit with you when we come back. Stay tuned, everybody. When we come back with Mike Adams, we're going to explore this and a whole lot more. His website is naturalnews.com.
Experience the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea and is not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celente has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Blood makes noise. There's a ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
This is indeed the Common Sense Show. Our special guest this hour is Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. And Mike, I don't have my note in front of me right now. Let's give out that website where you're going to teach people how to prepare their own foods through a 3D printer and also to grow their own medicines.
Yeah, the website is foodrising.org. And let me mention something really fascinating along with this. 3D printing could be a key technology for preppers, survivalists, people who want to help restore liberty, because you, with the right filaments, the more advanced filaments, which are the spools of plastic-like material that are formed into the shapes by the 3D printer, the more advanced filaments today are made out of PET material or PETT. And you can literally, if you have your own extruder, which is a heating machine that produces the spools of filament, and they're becoming more affordable every day. You can literally go find garbage plastic bottles, water bottles, and you can grind them into the chunks of filament that you extrude into the spools, which the 3D printers can then form into food production systems using the 3D designs that I'm giving away on foodrising.org. So think about the implications of turning landfill into food and medicine production systems. It's extraordinary.
I don't know about you, Andy, but I'm having a hard time getting my mind wrapped around this because this is so revolutionary. This is so novel.
It's such good news. It's something that we all need. I mean, they've tried to suppress, and they have suppressed free energy since the days of Tesla. So this is great.
That's
Thanks,
a good
Mike.
Analogy.
That's
a very, very good analogy. And at a time, too, and let me go back to what we were talking about going into the break and tie this together. My concern is that we know now that the NBA, the NFL, the National Hockey League, Major League Baseball, and most of the shopping malls in North America under Simon Properties have agreed to give their facilities over to DHS in times of emergency. And I can see how they'd get us there, Mike. If you need medical care, or mostly if you need food and water, come here. We've got it for you. But combine that with what we've got going on at the NSA, where you and I have a database profile. We could be an undesirable. We could be targeted for elimination. This is what concerns me. And what you're offering here with what you're doing is an opportunity for people to remain free and independent. They actually got to come out and get all of us, as opposed to having us report to forever what they want to do with us.
That's exactly right. And look at the trends of over the last couple of years of the criminalization of home gardening, of home food production, the arrest of people for selling fresh milk from a farm. Now we have seed banks across America that are being threatened with legal action because they're somehow violating laws by allowing people to share seeds like a seed library. There is a concerted effort by this oppressive government to destroy people's ability to save seeds, produce food, and be self-sufficient. And my inventions here are, my effort is seeking to empower people against that effort to strip away their freedoms to grow food. I want people to be able to produce food at very little cost without electricity anywhere, anywhere that the sunshine and they have access to water. You don't even need soil. That's what this effort is about. When the so-called FEMA camps are open for business following a crisis or a crash, an economic crash, the people will rush to those camps, just as you said, because that's where they will have food and possibly medications that they might need for diabetes, asthma, and so on. But think about what will be the cost of entry. The cost of entry may be you have to give up all your rights. Maybe you even have to turn in a neighbor. Maybe you have to turn in a firearm to house in a what will essentially be a government-run prison facility. That is a future that is potentially coming to America sooner than we might think.
We know the preparations have taken place. I wrote about this quite a bit during the Ebola scare in the fall, early fall, late summer, when the HHS was setting up medical camps, supposedly, but they didn't have any medical personnel that they allocated for. So to me, these were detention camps. I don't know if you read that or not, Mike, but they had ambulance services where they would transport people to these camps, and they were going to do it by outside contracting. It was crazy. And then I looked at the camp personnel makeup. They had the DOD, the Department of Labor. They had the Red Cross, but they didn't have NIH. They didn't have the CDC. They didn't have Doctors Without Borders, and everything was there except for what you think they'd need to treat people in medical distress, doctors.
Yeah, it's almost like a quarantine center or, a camp, a detainment camp. I think that's the right description. I see a note here in the text. Is there a caller that we need to address?
I'm not getting that here on my board here. And nope, I got to scroll down here. And Mike, your radio experience is showing.
Okay.
Let's go out to the phone lines. We've got Nebo calling in. Hi, Nebo, where are you calling from?
Gallatin, Tennessee.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, Gallatin. That's my hometown. Hi, Nebo.
Hi, Nebo.
How are you? It's an honor to speak to you guys. Well, about 10 days ago, I was reading an article on Natural News about natural sources of manganese, and something clicked, and I've got a list of 22 vegetables and spices that have, you know, cancer-fighting properties. Mike, 88% have vitamin C, 80% are magnesium, 76 are potassium, but guess what all of them have in common?
Oh, no, sir.
100% of them manganese.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't expect to get, I'm kind of nervous, sorry.
That's okay. Just tell us what you think, and we'll have Mike respond to you.
Yeah.
Well, in farm animals, manganese deficiency, it's called manganese superoxidase dismutase or superoxide dismutase. They've proven again as rats, cows, et cetera, that there's a link to cancer. And the problem is glyphosate-ready crops have in their, natural mechanism, even if you don't put glyphosate on them, they don't take up manganese and magnesium and copper and zinc like they're supposed to.
You're on to a really...
See where I'm going.
I'm going to come up on a break here, and I want to give Mike a chance to respond to that. Mike, you've written a lot about glyphosate.
Glyphosate. These genetically engineered crops, they do have altered root-based uptake of minerals, just as you said, Nebo. You're right on. But the other problem here is that most of our soils are mineral deficient. Now, manganese is a mineral similar to selenium in that it is very, very important in very low trace quantities, but there's also a toxic profile if you have too much of it. A lot of minerals are like that. Those are, trace minerals, microminerals, versus magnesium, which you need in very, very large amounts, relatively large, I should say. But, the food that we are being served in America today through the processed food companies is a shadow of real food. And that's part of what this technology is addressing that I'm rolling out on Food Rising. So your call, I appreciate your call. You made a very, very important point, Nebo.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Nebo, thanks for your call.
You were saying in the earlier about the truth, and the truth, when left unto itself, will prevail, I think Thomas Jefferson said. And just guys, keep going. You got people out there that are listening to care. So,
okay, excellent. We truly appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thank you.
We truly appreciate
Thanks,
that, Nebo. That's what we're trying to do here is spread the truth, and part of why we made the change. Anyway, we come back. We're going to continue with Mike Adams on more critical topics and your phone calls as well. And we'll see you on the other side of these messages.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. Again, a number to call to be part of the show. And I know this is new for a lot of you who followed us to our new home. And that number is 888-420-9890. Again, that's 888-420-9890. 9890, and along those lines, we've got Roger from Kentucky waiting on hold. Hi, Roger. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. I actually wanted to suggest that your guest look for a piece of information I've been trying to find for several years. I actually run a similar site, the Post-Apocalypse Recovery Project, which is geared toward providing information for rebuilding civilization, such things as how to manufacture charcoal, how to manufacture coke, which would be needed for steel production, things like that. One of the things I've been looking for is from the British Army in the 1800s. They had no, nothing in the way of shots they could give soldiers like they do now to help prevent them catching diseases. So what they did is all of their doctors pooled their knowledge and they combined all of these seasonings that they knew had antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And it was a list of about 52 to 55 ingredients. It was the original formulation for curry powder, and they, and basic training got the people hooked on the curry powder and, you know, basically gave it to them their entire military career, and that was their program for keeping disease down. Mm-hmm. I have tried for, at least 15 years to find the original list of those ingredients. I've tried several logical places in England, such as the British Museum and the military organizations and museums, and nobody will admit to having a copy. I suspect it's probably still classified for some reason, but somewhere on the planet there's got to be some museum or historical organization that would have that information. If you can appeal to your reader, readers and people to try and help you find it, I think it would be worthwhile.
Well, thank you, Roger.
What do you think about this?
Information, yeah. Most curries are based on turmeric as one of the key ingredients in cumin and things like that. I think that it wouldn't be too difficult to replicate most of the phytochemicals that are in that original formula with just some modern-day knowledge of both the India spices, some Middle East spices, believe it or not, some Chinese medicine and some Western medicine herbs. For example, in Chinese medicine, there's an herb called star anise, A-N-I-S-E, which is very, very effective against bird flu type of, viral type of infections. Turmeric itself, a very powerful medicinal root spice that has tremendous properties. I think you could combine even just 8 or 10 or 12 common spices. For example, we know that black pepper magnifies the ability of turmeric to be taken up by the body cells by as much as potentially 1,000 times. So combining things like black pepper, turmeric, cumin, we know oregano is very, very effective. This combination can be, in my view, extremely medicinal and very protective against infectious disease. So, Roger, you're right on. Thanks for your comment and your call.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Roger. My wife sticks turmeric in front of me in pill form quite frequently. What is she protecting me from?
Well, all kinds of things. Turmeric, if you actually look at the literature, the scientific literature that's been published in the peer-reviewed medical journals, turmeric has very potent anti-cancer properties in the literature. Obviously, we can't promote it or sell it as a miracle cancer cure, and it isn't. Nothing's a miracle cancer cure, but these plants have medicines. They synthesize their own medicines, and turmeric is really one of the world's most amazing spices that has just astounding properties. But there are many others. Such I mentioned oregano, even peppermint and basil has powerful antiviral properties. There are just extraordinary qualities of medicinal plants that you can grow yourself. Some of these may be growing in your own backyard right now. That's why I'm a proponent of wildcrafted medicines, plant identification out in the wild. You might be able to walk out into a local park or forest or field and find medicines such as nettles, things that can literally treat conditions and have been used throughout history to treat medical conditions. But most modern people are not aware of these. I remember I used to live in Arizona, and there would be cancer treatment centers everywhere. And in the parking lot of the cancer treatment centers, you would find wild-growing anti-cancer plants that the people would drive right by those and go in and get the chemotherapy because they wouldn't know that there were cancer treatments growing wild all over Arizona. It's just astounding.
Yeah, I've never understood how they thought chemo would ever work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't. I just – it's mind-boggling. Yet the FDA thinks nothing to come shut down people who are providing a legitimate service, but they allow the poisoning to continue. And it just, if it ever comes my time, I will not do chemo. I absolutely refuse.
Oncologists mostly won't do chemo either because they know that most people who are stated dying from cancer today have actually been killed by the chemotherapy. It may be effective in about 2% of cases, but in about 98% of cases, it's the chemotherapy that's killing the patients, causing the recurrence of the cancer, and also causing so-called chemo brain. It destroys brain tissue, destroys the kidneys, puts people on dialysis, and it destroys liver function, which, of course, the liver has to function to detoxify your body. So chemotherapy is modern medicine's best form of repeat business because it causes so many other conditions that you come back to get more drugs and more medical treatments for later on. It's a big scam.
I have a loaded question for you, and we only got a short amount of time.
Yeah.
How in the world do we avoid GMOs?
Well, first of all, you can buy organic because GMOs are not allowed to be intentionally introduced into organic agriculture. There's a small level of cross-contamination that is allowable, varies from 0.5 to 0.9%. And so it's less than 1% contamination allowed. But the best way, in my opinion, is to grow as much of your own food as you possibly can. And so that's why that's one of my focuses right now, is give people the tools and the technology to grow their own food. Obviously, you can't grow your entire diet, but you can grow more and more of it, especially if it's really easy and really affordable. So there's your answer.
What do you estimate the GMO penetration into our food supply to be, just on a percentage basis?
Well, in the United States, because we have such a corn-based food system, and most corn grown in North America is GMO, that may be up to 75% of what a typical American eats is in some way contaminated with genetically altered ingredients. But that number is much, much lower elsewhere in the world. In fact, the European Union, I think, just agreed on a legal structure to allow nations across Europe to ban GMOs, and this is all approved under the EU. At least that's my understanding of it. There's a lot of resistance to GMOs. Russia, for example, won't allow GMOs. Most nations like Japan and China will not allow importation of crops from America that are contaminated with GMOs. And there's a lot of resistance in Mexico, Central and South America, and elsewhere. So America is the GMO empire, but the rest of the world basically said no.
You're right about that. Well, we just got a short amount of time, Mike, we have to step aside for a top of the hour break. So let's go ahead and give out those two websites again so people can write them down if they're just joining us.
Sure. The website with the free downloadable plans coming up this year is foodrising.org. And if you want daily news from my website and my team of writers and researchers, that's naturalnews.com.
Okay, foodrising.org and naturalnews.com. And I can tell you, naturalnews.com is like a library of information, and I so appreciate the hard work that you and your staff put into that site. Because it's the first place I go to in the morning after I publish my article. I'm right over to Natural News to see what you're up to. Well, we're going to have you on a lot more often because you're just a storehouse of material, a wealth of knowledge, and we so appreciate you, Mike, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. A pleasure to be on. Take care. Talk to you again soon.
Okay. Mike Adams, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll have this archive up on the website by tomorrow evening. And feel free to distribute it widely. We're going to step aside for our top of the hour break, and we'll see you in hour number two.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.